This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Panthers, they are what they are. So I know that was the only blemish on the day yesterday, and we were watching it live, and we watched the end of that depressing game. And I told you when it was 2-2, the fact that they matched them 1-1, and then they went 2-1, and they matched it right away 2-2, I felt terrible about that right away. That's it, because that shows me that that team wasn't really ready to take that next step, and sure enough. And I got to tell you, the thing about watching the Heat, Bam steps up big time, 21 points, 12 rebounds, a block shot. Duncan Robinson, huge three towards the end to kind of like say, Boston, no, it's not going to happen today. Okay, it's not going to happen. We're doing it without Butler, right? And so you got Bam, you got Duncan, Dragon. I know that the x-rays were negative, so hopefully he'll be fine, which I think he will be. Olynyk played well. You know, Tyler Hero added 11 points. But it's funny to see, or pissed off or frustrated, however you want to describe it. But it's funny how the veteran-laden Panthers, okay, because Barkov is 7 years. I gave you the numbers, right? I have them here from yesterday. Barkov was how many years? I think it's 7 years. And where the hell are these notes here? I know I had them here somewhere, I guess. Oh, here we go. Barkov, 6 years. Hubie, 7. Ekblad, 5. So we're talking about their core is experienced, and these guys can't even make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Heat's young core not only is making the playoffs, not only do they have the 4 seed, they have a shot. With the win yesterday, they're getting a little closer. It's not a sure thing, but they're even getting closer to the 3rd seed. So there was something to play for, and they played without their leader yesterday. I won't call Jimmy Butler their best player because I think Bam's the best player. But Jimmy is their leader, okay? No doubt about that. Bam leads, Goran leads. You know, there's some guys there that can replace Jimmy a little bit. But Jimmy's leadership is what's important here. And it was out for a very important game, and they overcame that to win the game. You know, and to watch this young team for the first time together earn a 4 seed, maybe a 3, I don't know, we'll see. But that's amazing. And that's why when you look at what Dale Tallon's done, or hasn't, or the lack thereof, or how much he's stealing money. And then you look at what the Heat are doing, and it's not like the Heat rebuilt with a whole bunch of number one, number three, number five overall picks. No, dude, Bam was in the early teens. Okay, Tyler Hero, early teens. These aren't guys that were picked top five. Duncan Robinson is a free agent, right? Isn't he, I think? Something like that, like a undrafted free agent that they've developed, you know, and so it's not like, oh, you're taking a no-brainer at number 1, 2, 3, or 4, and you're supposed to, like Dwayne Wade, you're supposed to hit on a player like that. No, these guys are later, and yet Bam shows you more than Barkov. I'm going to play a soundbite for you from Alexander Barkov yesterday. And Keith Yandel is sitting next to him because you're going to hear another voice chime in, and it's Keith Yandel helping him out. So they're asking about coming up short here in the playoffs, right, and against the Islanders. And listen to Barkov's answer to all of this, okay? Go ahead.
I don't know. Like, this is the best time of my life. Like, you get to play playoff games. Like, our whole team is here. Like, we wanna win. We wanna play our best game. Like, obviously, last year games, not our best. We can do a lot better, and we're gonna do a lot better next game. But if I'm disappointed in like being here, no. this is like a great chance for us. Like, I've seen so many teams coming back from 3-0 to nothing, like 3-1. It's not over yet, like, till the, like,
fat lady sings.
Yeah.
Well, we got to hear the cliches and everything. Barkov's not pissed off enough for me. You know what I mean? And that's why I keep saying that Barkov has the talent to be a number one overall player on your team, but he doesn't have the dog in him to be a number one overall player in the team. I want a guy frustrated. I want a guy embarrassed. That's what Alexander Barkov should be. Huberto should be embarrassed. The overrated Ekblad should be embarrassed. Okay? These are all these guys that have been touted for years. We've waited for years, and they never do anything. It's time to fire Dale Tallon. It's time to blow the hell up out of this team, because clearly these guys aren't the dogs that you need. Okay? So you got to do something about what's going on. Because you look at the Miami Heat, and without the high picks, without even the elite free agents, they have rebuilt their franchise. And they're at least headed in a much more positive direction. Meanwhile, Dale Tallon, this is 10 years of work here. 10 years. 10 years. Are you listening to me? I mean, it gets to a point where it's ridiculous. And you got to part ways.